As we left off the previous year, trying to put the final touches of the sugya in terms of Mekadesh Bisuri Hanah. So we saw a question that was raised, is that what if you have a situation where something is not a Sheva Pruta or a Sukkot Noah, or for whatever other reason, ineligible for Kedushin from the vantage point of the man, but it would be acceptable from the vantage point of the woman. So we had a fundamental question. How do you view a Kedushin Kesef? How do you view Kesef Kedushin? Is Kesef Kedushin the focus, the emphasis is on the fact that the woman is receiving? The fact that the man is giving is really not all that significant. Do I say no? But they're both true. And it takes two in order to create a Kesef, to create a Kedushin Kesef, a Kesef Kedushin. The woman must receive, but equally so the man must give. My Nafkamino, how crazy Nafkaminos are there. So we thought about some of the Nafkaminos to the Shaila, a little bit stranger than the Shaila itself. We saw rings flying in the air and silver fluctuating. We saw a deathly ill woman standing under the chuppah accepting our apple of Orla that the man is giving her. Again, the Nafkaminos themselves are not exactly the ones that the average rabbi is going to expect every 10,000 years or so. But the longer question is really very, very fascinating. So we left off on Wednesday with Ran's rise, the multiple rise of the Ran, that you see from a couple of different sugis, a couple of different dinim, that what really matters is the Kabbalah Sa'isha. And the last ride that the Ran brought was from the Shaila of Geneva, Shaila of Gazela, where the Gemara tells a story about somebody who stole an item, and then he used it to be Mekadesh Sa'isha. And the Gemara says, forget about it. Don't worry about it. The condition isn't Chal. Why wasn't the condition Chal? So the Gemara says, because nobody in Halacha accepts the view of Rabbi Shimon, it's Tam Gazeli Yush Bailam. Shimon had a unique Shita. Any time a person is beat up, a person is mugged, someone is taken away from him, he automatically gives up hope. He's never going to get it back again. Tam Gazeli Yush Bailam. So he says, nobody holds up. Nobody passes. So comes around and says, but if you would have passed in that way, it's clear for the Gemara that the woman would be Mekudeshus. Why should Mekudeshus? We pass the Yush is not Koina. We pass that Yush is meaningless when it comes to Gazela. So when Reuven stole the ring from Shimon and used it for Kedushin, why does the Gemara pin it on the fact that we don't accept Rabbi Shimon? The Gemara should have said, she's Eru Kedeshes, because Eru Kedeshes is finished, because Yush is not Koina. Says the Ran, no, you see from here that yes, it's true, Yush is not Koina, but Yush plus Shiri Rishus is Koina. The Gemara is in the center of the Kama. And therefore, from the woman's vantage point, she is kind of the ring. She's kind of the ring, even though the chasan was never kind of the ring. So you have a strange situation. And from the vantage point of the woman, she received kesef kedushin based on yush and shiri rishus. From the vantage point of the man, there was no kesef kedushin because all he had was yush. Yush is not kind of. You see, from here, says the Ran, and what really matters is the woman's receiving, not so much the man's giving. That was the right, that was sort of a complicated right, that was the right of the Ran that we left off. How can we possibly question that right of the Ran? So we can really do it in multiple ways. There's an easy way, a little more complex way. The easy way is to say, who said that Yush itself is not Koina? Where does it say that? So the truth is, the Gemara Baba Kama in Ruba doesn't actually say it. It actually quotes a question about it. Machlokes Rabban and Rav Yosef, and the simple reading of the Gemara, just look at that Gemara and isolate that Gemara, it would appear that Yush is not Koina, but not clear. So comes the Rush and says, you know what? This Gemara Mesechus Kedushin trumps what our conception or misconception of that Gemara Baba Kama is. Says the Rush, guess what? Maybe we are a little bit nervous. Maybe Yush really is Koina. Maybe at least vis-a-vis Kedushin and Gittin, that's a Chumresh, Zish. Maybe we're not so convinced that Yush itself is not Koina. If you go down that route, then the whole Ran obviously falls to pieces. But it's the simple pshat, but probably not the most popular pshat. So let's see if we can come up with another possible refutation of the Ran. So there are some Rishonim, and again, this is in that long Avnei Miluim, spend the entire summer, we'll give you reading material for the summer, read to the whole Avnei Miluim. In that long Avnei Miluim, so the Miluim points out that if you look carefully, there seem to be other Rishonim who have a different way of understanding what's going on in that Gemara Kedushin. The Gemara Kedushin that told us that Reuven stole the item from Shimon, and he quickly gives it to Rachel. The Gemara says, Don't worry, Yish didn't happen. Nobody holds a Grim Shimon. Implying that if Yish did happen, it would have been Kainan. Come a group of Rishonim and say that the reason why the condition would have been Chal, if Yish would have been effective, Yish would have occurred, the reason why the condition would have been Chal is because of Yish and, catch this one, Shiri Rishos. Yush and Shiri Rishos. Wait a second. That only helps from Harvey at this point. No, it doesn't. Isn't this Lum the Summer Shem say? When you have a kinyan of Yush and Shiri Rishos, it's actually nicknamed to the Gazlan for that one split second. It's, for lack of a better term, Gita V'yodavam Kyechon. Here we should probably use the phrase Kiddushin V'yodavam Kyechon. At the moment that Reuven is handing off that stolen ring to Rachel, so at that moment, the halacha dictates, oh, Yush and Shiri Rishos are taking place. At that split second, he is Kona the ring, for that's it. Not for very long, because the only mechanism that's enabling him to be Kona the ring is the Shiri Rishos. But he's Kona the ring, and he transfers ownership of the ring to her, and she becomes Mekudeshes all at the same time. It's terrifying if you have to really be a lamdan to watch this, what's going on under the chuppah. So he stole the ring, and Yush occurred. Well, Yush itself is not Kona, not like the Rosh who wanted to say Yush is really Kona Lamaisa. No, not like that. And not like the Ran who said, Chosen has absolutely zero ownership of this ring. Nothing, zero, garnished. It only belongs to the woman, never belongs to the man. No, somebody should walk the tightrope and say, it belongs to the man for the split second as Yush and Shiri Rishos are happening. It belongs to the Gazan and then belongs to the woman. And that's the only reason why the condition is not. So according to that understanding that we've shown him, there is no proof from this Gemara that all you do is follow the woman, and the man is irrelevant. The man is very relevant. The man was kind of based on Yush and Shiri Rishos. So this very, very novel approach to Yush and Shiri Rishos that's actually kind of to the Gazlan, also for a split second, really pushes us back more to a Baba Kama Sugya than to a Pesachim Sugya or to a Kiddush Sugya, and really highlights the following question. We've been saying already for the last 2 days that Yush is not really kind of. The Rishonim, Yush is not really kind of for a Gazlan. Oh, but Yush and Shiri Rishos, everything's wonderful. So the Chavar, that halacha, it appears in the Gemara in a few places, Yush plus Shiri Rishos equals Kinyan, is a very, very strange halacha. Because it seems to violate the principle of one of higher mathematics, called 0 + 0 does not equal 1. How can you take two processes that neither one of them has the ability to be coined, combine them together, hope this book is better chosen, and now all of a sudden the item is nicknamed. Tachlis. Is Yush a kinyan or not? Is Yush kind of a gazela? No. I mean, Ruben the Rishonim say, no, it's not. Is Shiri Rishos itself a kinyan? Imagine the following. Imagine Ruben stole something from Shimon, and Shimon's screaming and yelling, I'm going to take you to court. And then while he's screaming and yelling, the Gazlan hands it off to somebody else. Would anybody in the right mind say, oh, sorry, Shiri Rishos is a kinyan? It's ridiculous. So the only possible kinyan is Yush plus Shiri Rishos, which is a very difficult concept because if Yush itself doesn't do the trick, and Shiri Rishos doesn't do the trick, how in the world are two ineffective processes combined together to create a kinyan, to create kiddushin? The whole thing doesn't make any sense.
Is each one not good because of something, or is each one inherently just...
No, each one's just no good. It's not a fixed fact. Each one is no good. Yush is a meaningless kinyan. We wanted to derive Yush from a Veda, and the Gemara said, no, you can't derive from a Veda. Shiri Rishos, Pishtay, Shiri Rishos, a kinyan. What kind of kinyan is Shiri Rishos? So how do you make sense of this idea? So clearly, there is an approach that the Summer Shalom have based on the following. If you look carefully back at the Gemara of Kama, where the Gemara speaks about why is Yush not going? After all, we have precedent in Halacha that Yush is a Kinyan. That precedent is Aveda. Everybody knows them. Everyone went to seventh grade and learned Elamatsius knows that when I find a lost object, if the person was already Messiah, pick it up, I get to keep it. Aveda is going to be Yush. So why is Gezela not going to be Yush? What's the difference? Gemara says, no, it's a big difference. Gezela was Be'isura Asaliyadeh, in contrast to Aveda, which is Be'atera Asaliyadeh. By Hashem Aveda, when I pick up the item, I'm not doing anything wrong. It was already, the owner was already Messiah. By Gezela, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm a Gazlan there. I suppose I'm doing something wrong. So that's called Be'isura Asaliyadeh. So therefore, the Gemara says, you cannot extrapolate that you should be koina in a situation of Be'isura Asaliyadeh from a case of heteros. Why exactly that piece of information is so critical? That's another load. That's already more of a Baba Kama question. Not that there's not Baba Kama, but that's already one step past. So we're going to have to hold off on that. But that chiluk, that distinction is explicitly Gemara. Now says it black and white that the possible reason to differentiate between gezeira and aveda is isura versus etzer. So comes to Mishnah and say, what if I create a situation of gezeira, which is bad payros or the other? How can it be? I'm a goslin. He says, you're right. For the goslin, it's always be isura or the other. But for the purchaser, for the third guy, for the shir shusnika, the person who gets the item from the goslin, he is Beteros Leode, because Yush already happened. So from his vantage point, it's almost like a Shabbos Aveda. The only reason why Yush didn't work in the first place, not because we don't know what they did. We know, according to the Shabbos, we know Yush is not going to make a sale. Why? Because of three bad words. Yisuros Leode. So as long as you can overcome those three words, you can overcome that challenge of Yisuros Leode, then the game is over. Then Yush is a full-fledged Kenyan. If that's the case, then true for the Goslin, we can't overcome it. But for the Makabal ben Goslin, the Kerech ben Goslin, the Makabal ben Goslin, that we can overcome. And therefore, Yush Rishus works. So you want to know, why does Yush and Shin Rishus work? The real Kenyan is Yush. Shin Rishus is just the mechanism necessary to overcome the concern, the problem, the obstacle of Yisroel Sliyot. That's what some Rishayim is. If that's the case, so then if we want to focus on the moment of Shin Rishus, who is Kona? Is the Goslin also Kona for that split second and he transfers over to the Lekech? Or is the Goslin completely out of the picture? The answer is obvious. Of course, the Goslin is out of the picture. There's no way the Goslin's Kona anything. How can you say this razzle dazzle shot? You know what Yishin Shin Rishus means? Yishin Shin Rishus means that. The Lekech is Koina, and the Gazan is also Koina. Nonsense is that. What do you mean the Gazan is Koina? The Gazan can't be Koina. For the Gazan's vantage point, they say, Yisura Asal Yadeh. If you have those three words, Yisura Asal Yadeh, they stare you in the face, the game is over. Yush and Shin Rishus only works because from the vantage point, the Lekech, it's a Tibet Deir Asal Yadeh. No, but you want to know why is it hetter from the lokeach's vantage point? But a teiros liyadi means that if somebody else's property comes into my rishus post yush, that's called a teiros liyadi. So that's the definition of a teiros liyadi. So from the lokeach's vantage point, it's no worse than a lost object. The same way that if Reuben would have lost his animal, it would have been misyayish, I could take it. So too, if Reuben had his animal stolen from him and he's misyayish, I could take it. The Goslin can't take it because the Goslin took it before, he can't keep it. He took it before the guy was misyayish. That's called Yisroel Saliyot. Yeah, no, I'm saying, but in the case of Lekech, but the Goslin, Yush already happened. Yush and Shin Rishus is presupposing Yush happens before Shin Rishus. You can't flip, you can't have the other way around going to Yisroel Saliyot. So if that's the case, that Yush and Shin Rishus doesn't work for the Goslin, that's ridiculous. How can it work for the Goslin? The Goslin has the bad words Yisroel Saliyot written all over him. It only works for the Lekeach, so that's not going to work to refute the Raya of the Ra. So we have to go fishing a little one step further. Is there another way of understanding what Yush and Shin Rishus is all about? So we know for a fact that another understanding exists out there because of Shittas Rambam. The Rambam holds, unlike what I just said about 30 seconds ago, the Rambam says, Yush and Shin Rishus, what's the difference whether Yush happens first or whether Shin Rishus happens first? It's all the same. It's all the same halacha. All the same halacha, really. If the Yush doesn't precede the Shin Rishus, it's vital for the Yush and the other. So the Rambam clearly has a different thing. What's Pshat in the Rambam? So Pasha Pshat, Yush and Shin Rishus works to a different mechanism, a different vehicle altogether. Shin Rishus is really a Kenyan on its own 2 feet. We know that a shinui of a chefza is a kinyan. We spoke about this in the past. The Gemara talks about a shinui hashem being a kinyan. If I steal something and the name changes, that's a kinyan. Shinui rishus is a change, and that itself is a kinyan. If that's a kinyan, so what do you need yush for? You need yush because if not for the yush, we can't call it a shinui rishus. Shinui rishus doesn't just mean that I take it over here, I pick it up, and I move it 3 feet away. I take it and I put it into somebody else's backyard. That's not a shinui rishus. Shinui rishus is presupposing a yush. A yush and a shinui rishus combined together. It doesn't really matter which way they go, but a shinui rishus that's either prefaced or followed by a yush is a kinyan in and of itself. If that's the case, that shinui rishus is a type of a kinyan on its own 2 feet, not that the Yush is a Kenyan with the Shin Rishus being the prerequisite. It's the other way around. The Shin Rishus is the Kenyan. The Shin Rishus may relate back to the Goslin as well. And it may be that the Goslin owns the item. The Goslin owns the item, that he can be Mekashin Yishu with that item. So we're going to very, very, the backwoods of Maseches Bava Kamma right now, just because we're learning Maseches Pesachim, which we really learn Maseches Kedusha. It's really all three Maseches now interplaying together. Let's just recap for a minute what we have. The starting point is for sure, Mekadesh, Bisra, Nozer, and Mekadesh. Those are explicit dicing words.
The Goslin should be included this is out of someone else who gets
it, Goslin. Very good. Oh, so that svara by the Isser is only a svara when we're working with Yush Finkard. Because you want to derive Yush from Hashavas Aveda. So Hashavas Aveda is Beteira Goslin's Isser. You can't derive A from B if it's all different. But Shine Koine works for Goslin also. If I steal wood and turn it into a table, I get to keep the table. I get to be Sirus for the other. So what? That's svara of Shine Koine, whatever Shine means. If Shina Rishos falls under the category, the heading of Shina Kaina, then it works even
Vyasa. Every time the Goslin steals, you hold that way, he owns it, even without any other
Shina,
because there was a
Shina Rishos. No. Shina Rishos doesn't mean Shina Rishos from the Nigzel to the Goslin. It means it has to go to the next person Rishos in order to be Shina Rishos. That's not called the Shina. That's the first you have to pass it on the Gazela. So once there's the first step of Gazela, post that first step of Gazela, that's going to be a Shinoi.
How does the Kosak ever own it?
So once the Chosan transfers it over to somebody else, a Shinoi just happens. That's Kinyano Vishinoi Yobam Kiyachot. That process of transferring to somebody else simultaneously occurs to, it's as if he turned the wood into a table.
Interesting. If he was married and he gave it to his wife, she would be called. Because
right, right. Okay, no, but I'm saying, but the process of condition, your wife owns her wedding ring. At the end of the day,
so the chiluk would be only by, in other words, giving to his wife would not be.
Right. Again, giving the mekadesh kedusha is no different than selling to somebody else.
Someone with a passive transfer dies.
That's the first of the 10 pekah of kama, where the rishus yorish is kishus of kech. I mean, it's a whole other story. Put that on hold for another time, another place. So let's just recap. We got so far off our sugya of Maseches Pesachim. All the Gemara was talking about was the Kaddish Nisha with Chomesh of Pesach. That was it. Nothing more, nothing less. The Kaddish Nisha with Chomesh of Pesach is no good. And then the Gemara the Chiddush. And not only is the Kaddish Nisha with Chomesh of Pesach no good, even the Kaddish Nisha with Chomesh and the Shah Shishas is no good, even though it's on him in the Rabbanah. But that took us on a whole tour as to why is Kedusha no good with the Dover Asa Banal. The fact is, it's over. That's a Mishnah. Gemara can't argue with that. What's the Lubdus? So we went fishing in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim said it's not yours. And other Rishonim said it's not Rishuschon. Other Rishonim said it's not Rishonim Pruta. Everything under the sun. All the different reasons as to why it's no good. Then we saw the fundamental question that was raised about, well, is it no good because he's not giving? Was it no good because she's not getting with all the potential and nafkaminas? So because of that question of he versus she, is it a chisar and a chos or a chisar and a kala? That led us down the path of that Gemara Maseches Kedushin about the stolen goods. That opened up our eyes to why is Kedushin in Tokfes with the by Gazela. So that's all part of this entire picture. But going back to this, almost this new chakira that we raised as to what the very nature of Kinyan Kesef is all about, there's one last akud of the sugya, which really the last of the Mamakomos, is the 11th of the Mamakomos. Mar tells us a din concerning Kiddushin that may shed some light on that time. So the 11th of the Mamakomos, Hilach Mona Biskad Shiliploni. Reuven goes up to Rachel and he says, I'm giving you money, I'm giving you a ring, but I don't want to marry you. I'm giving you a ring and I want you to be married to Ploni, to Shimon. So Reuven is giving the money and Shimon is getting the wife. How exactly does that work? So Parshim Shah, that works B'tam Shlichot. It sounds like Reuven can't do this on his own. Reuven has to be appointed as a Shaliach to do this. That's a simple Shah in the Gemara. But even if that's the case, there's still a problem here because the Mishaleach is not giving the money. The Shaliach is giving the money. Doesn't the halacha require that the chosan give the money? You want to tell me that the chosan can send a ring, which Reuven could send a ring with Shimon, match you up to the wedding. That I got. That's a mission. That I understand. But this is one step worse than that. This is one step more removed. The shaliach, the middle person, is not only doing the ma'aseh kedushin; he's paying for it also. Reuven's sitting in his house. He's relaxed. He's 100 miles away. And he calls him, Shimon, do me a favor. Go to the wedding and please put up the money for me as well. What's the din? So the Gemara says, that's also good. He says, you know why it's good? It sounds bizarre. It'll be good. The chosen, the makash, the nurse has a kesef. Did he give the money? He says, that's okay. Kenyan kesef can work. We have precedent for a Kenyan kesef in halacha, a little bit different than kedushin. We have precedent for a Kenyan kesef where the kona doesn't cost the kona a penny. What's the case? Eved kenani. Eved kenani. Person is already an Eved Kenani, and now he wants to be freed from being an Eved. So the master says, no problem. I'll be happy to be Meshachar you. We have to go through the method, through the mechanism of Shichus. There are multiple ways to be Meshachar in Eved. One of them is through Kenyan Kesef. So the Eved will simply give money to the master, and by doing so, he will buy out his freedom. Right? One of them sounds great. Sounds great. Sounds terrible. Where exactly is the Eved getting this money from? This is the ultimate Mashakon Eved Kanaravo. So the answer is obviously if the Torah speaks about the model, Haftel of Tos, the Psukim and Chumash describe a Shichur Eved Kanani Ade Kesef, obviously somebody else is putting up the money. Oh, what do you see from here? That for a Kenyan Kesef, it's not so important that the Kona put up the money. So the Gemara has quite a jump. The Gemara says that's not only true by Eved, that's true in Kol Torah Kulu, by all Kenyan Kesef, including Kedushin. It's not so important that the Chosim put up the money. As long as the money is received by whoever that recipient is supposed to be. In the case of the shichur, it's the yadon. In the case of kedushin, it's the woman. That's okay. That's what the Gemara says. The kedush is within Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani, lav afagav loka chosel lo bidei, kakari nafshi, haigavar nami afagav lo chosel lo bidei, kakari leha yisasa. Just as the Eved didn't lose a penny and he still acquired his freedom, so to the chosel, doesn't lose a penny and he requires the woman. Two lines to Gemara, Adkan. So comes the Avnei Miluim, comes the Ketzos, that long one of Avnei Miluim, and says, what are we drinking? A cup we've been spending 3 days talking about whether for Kenyan Kesef, all that matters is the woman receives, or is it important that the man gives? Says the Avnei Miluim, the famous Gemara condition of Zion. What's the Shaila? Says the Avnei Miluim. Of course, all that matters is the woman receives. That's what Gemara says. The Chosin gave nothing, and it still works. So says the Avnei Miluim, if the chosin can give nothing and it works, so then if you throw the ring up in the air and it's not worth a prut, but it leaves your hands, but it becomes a prut in flight, of course that's good. And when the chosin and kala are standing under the chuppah, and for the chosin it's not a shiver prut, and for the kala in it, of course that's good, says the other one. What are we spending our time with rhymes, with rifaz, with the yukim from bars? It's black on white, kiddushin, daf zayin. Of course it works. That's the sugya of kiddushin, we did have a kiddush. Doesn't this teach us unequivocally that that is the din that? That as long as the makabel received, it doesn't really matter what the noisik gave. That's what the Ketzoi says. Comes Reb Chaim, and says, no, it doesn't necessarily tell us that for the following reason. This halacha of kiddushei eved kenani, this halacha that's predicated on the assumption that a person could acquire his freedom without doing all that much, without paying a penny. Somebody else is putting up the money. Yeshlach, I want to raise a question. What's the nature of this halacha? Is the nature of this halacha exactly the way the Avnei Miluim described it? That Kenyan Kesef works, mitam ha-makabel, not mitam ha-noisin. That's it. That is the root of this halacha. That is the nature of this halacha. Where is the nature of this halacha? Is the nature of this halacha, this is almost like a subcategory of shlichus. Now, it may not meet the regular rules of shlichus, but it's the parish of shlichus. The parish of shlichus tells me that I could do something on behalf of somebody else, and what I do relates to that other person. Says Reb Chaim, whenever you invoke the sugya of Eved Kenani, what you're really looking at is a subcategory of the sugya of the parish of shlichus, and therefore it is not correct. It's not accurate to say the chosin gave nothing. It is not accurate to say the Eved Kenani gave nothing. That's not true. The Chosin gave the full amount of the Kedushin. The Eved Kenani gave the full amount of the money. How did that happen? The Chosin didn't lay out a penny. He doesn't have any deficit in his bank account because of the Kedushin. The Eved Kenani doesn't own anything if he wanted to own anything. Of course he gave nothing. What's the answer? When somebody else gives on their behalf, that Nesinas HaKesef is Mesiyaches back to the Chosin, or in the case of the Eved, back to the Eved, that Maisa, the Sinas HaKesef, is Mesiachis back to the original person. Says, according to Reb Chaim, this has nothing to do with Ashug before. Ashug is talking about, there is no Vice in Asina. That's exactly the problem. From the vantage point of Asina, it wasn't worth a pruta. From the vantage point of Asina, it was a Davar Asabano. From the vantage point of the Nisin, it was stolen goods. What does that have to do with anything? The case of Ebekinai, the case of the Shebekinai, he's talking about there was a full-fledged Asina, 100% valid, 1,000% valid Asina, done by the wrong person. So when you have a valid Asina done by the wrong person, so if you search hard enough, you'll find, ooh, there's a Sugya of Ebekinai, and his Asina relates back to me. The Chalal, that's not our Sugya. Our Sugya is talking about, there was no Asina. That's exactly our Shaila. There was no Asina, there's only a Kabbalah. So what's the din? Can a Kabbalah be sufficient for Kinyan Kesef, or do you need a Nesina? So this Gemara, although the Tzais thought this Gemara was the end game. This is the Makor Kadosh and Antar Sugya. According to Reb Chaim's understanding of how the Sugya of Reb Kanani works out, it's not going to serve any raya whatsoever. So Acharei Kichlos Hakol, a few things that we still do know. We know that Mekadosh Bisrei Noah Zeinu Mekudeshes. That we know. We know that Mekadosh Bisrei Noah Bidrabonim Fashas Zeinu Mekudeshes. What we don't know is, what if it's asba not to him and not to her? What if it's not a shavu to him, not to her? Those are the things that are still a little bit up in the air in terms of the sugya, but we have to get up everything. So at least we figured out 50% that we have clarity on. The other 50%, we have clarity that it's a machlokes. I think that's fair enough for us. Okay, I think pretty much we can make a siyum on the whole sechtem, at least in the first few bottom of the sechtem stuff. Okay, shkach to everybody who persevered through the thick and thin this year from all Arba Canvas Aretz.